Hello, brothers and sisters. This is Sister Ann Shields, and welcome to Food for the Journey. We tried it yesterday, and we got one program done, and now we're trying again. I am so grateful to be back on the radio with you. It's been quite a time, hasn't it? It's been very difficult for many of us. But God's in his heaven. God knows what he's allowing. Is there something you need to turn away from? Or is there something in your life, your daily life, that you need to include? Is there something that you're saying, no, I want to get around to so-and-so sometime? Maybe the Lord wants you to move that up in your agenda. Maybe you need more time with your wife or with your husband. I know you're swamped by work. I know that. But brothers and sisters, God is first. God is first. Even if all you have is 5 minutes to give him, would you give him that 5 minutes? Because he wants to speak to us more. He's allowed us to experience this pandemic. Has it changed anything in our lives? Have we taken a kind of a study of ourselves and say, what do I need to change? What needs to be different in my life? Do we even think of God? God has allowed this to bring us to a stop in many ways, and simply to say to the Lord, Lord, what would you have me do? Or what would you have me not do? Lord, speak to my heart. And just lay that question out. Don't sit for hours waiting for an answer. Just raise the question and then go about doing the work that you think you need to do. But keep asking him, what would you have me do? He'll show you. He loves you. Really. I know the months I've been off radio have really been a pain in my heart because I wanted to speak to you. I love all of you. I want you to draw closer to God with me and even outrun me. Just outrun me. Draw near and nearer to him, brothers and sisters. So let's take a look at these readings for today in that light. The prophet Jeremiah chapter 14 verses 17 to 22. Let my eyes stream with tears day and night without rest over the great destruction which overwhelms the virgin daughter of my people, over her incurable wound. If I walk out into the field, look, those slain by the sword. If I enter the city, look, those consumed by hunger. Even the prophet and the priest forage in a land they know not. And he's saying to the Lord, have you cast Judah off completely? Is Zion loathsome to you? Why have you struck us a blow that cannot be healed? We can find ourselves saying to that, if there was a God who was loving, why did this happen to us? It's probably because nothing else would have stopped us. We would have gone about our normal day's work and being very busy and not giving God his rightful place. We wait for peace to no avail, for a time of healing, but terror comes instead. We don't want that. We recognize, O Lord, our wickedness, the guilt of our fathers, that we have sinned against you. For your name's sake, spurn us not. Jesus, forgive us. Jesus, forgive me. Take that to the Lord. Remember your covenant with us and break it not. Among the nation's idols, is there any that gives rain? Or can the mere heavens send showers? Is it not you alone, O Lord our God, to whom we look? You alone have done all these things. He loves us. And he will do great things for us, and sometimes we'll endure hard things because we need to turn away from something and be drawn closer to him. Don't be afraid. He's right here. He loves you. And he wants to draw you to himself. Trust him. So in these days, when we've had to slow down. And some of them have been very hard for people depending on their circumstances. But take, if you will, even if you have to use the bathroom, go somewhere where you can be by yourself for 5 minutes and ask the Lord, Lord, in the light of all that's happened, what do you want of me? What do you want of me? What do I need to change, or what do I need to do? Please, will you help me? He is a good God, a God who loves you. He's right here. You can't see him. He's not visible, but he's here, and he loves you. Is it not you alone, O Lord, our God, to whom we look? You alone have done all these things. So take your eyes from the situation, take 5 minutes, look at him and say, Lord, what would you have me change in my life? Or who would you have me serve that I might follow you more closely? Psalm 79 tells us, for the glory of your name, O Lord, deliver us. Remember not the iniquities of the past. May your compassion quickly come to us, for we are brought very low. Help us, O God, our Savior, because of the glory of your name. Deliver us and pardon our sins for your name's sake. Let the prisoner's sign come before you. With your great power, free those doomed to death. Then we, your people, and the sheep of your pasture will give thanks to you forever. Through all generations, we will declare your praise. Gospel today is from Matthew chapter 13, verses 36 to 43. Jesus dismissed the crowds and went into the house. His disciples approached him and said, explain to us the parable of the weeds in the field. He said in reply, he who sows good seed is the Son of Man. The field is the world. The good seed are the children of the kingdom. The weeds are the children of the evil one. And the enemy who sows them is the devil. The harvest is the end of the age, and the harvesters are angels. Just as weeds are collected and burned up with fire, so will it be at the end of the age. The Son of Man will send his angels, and they will collect out of his kingdom all who cause others to sin and all evildoers. They will throw them into the fiery furnace, where there will be wailing and grinding of teeth. Brothers and sisters, you don't want the Lord to look at you and cause you to grind your teeth and wail. He wants you close to him. He wants you to give your heart to him. Please, don't let the time of this pandemic, awful as it is, and in many places still very hard, don't say, well, in my case, that's over now, and go back to business as usual. We can never do that. God allows this to bring us closer to him. Are you willing? Are you willing to give your life to him anew? Tell him that you belong to him. And every day, stop and say, am I doing what God wants today? God will hear you. God always watches over us. Man may experience the darkest nights. He may endure the worst outrages, confront the most tragic situations, yet God is with him. Often man forgets that God is present. Don't we do that? How much time have we given to God during this pandemic? How much have we turned to him? Confronted with evil, man gets organized by gathering the means necessary for his defense or to take care of his life. His action is just, but sometimes it provokes, brothers and sisters. It provokes more difficulty. It can even promote greater evils. Our true grandeur lies in the humility of faith. The purer our belief, the more profound it is, and the closer it brings us to God, who is infinitely great. Someone who is close to God becomes powerful. He can conquer the evil that corrodes the world, and he is capable of integrating it into his prayer of intercession. Silence and prayer are not a form of defection. They are the strongest weapons against evil. Man wants to do, but above all, he must be. In silent prayer, man is fully human. He resembles David before Goliath. For prayer, note that, prayer is the noblest, most sublime, and most vigorous act which elevates man to the level of God. Silence is not a form of passivity. By remaining silent, man can avoid a greater evil. It is not an earthly dereliction of duty to place your trust in heaven. Listen to that, brothers and sisters. Prayer right now, even in not only in individual people's lives, but in our life together, we need to pray. We are deeply, in many cases, suffering, and we have not turned to God. Have you? Brothers and sisters, Cardinal Robert Serra, who is the prefect of the Congregation for Divine Worship, he's from Africa, and the discipline of the sacraments he also is in charge of. He has written a commentary on this, and that's what I'm sharing with you today. So these are not my words, but Cardinal Serra. And I really encourage you, if you can get hold of a Magnificat magazine, the magazine for July, I really ask you to take a look at this meditation. I went over it 4 or 5 times yesterday, just pondering it in my own life. Brothers and sisters, I don't want to rule my own life. I want God to rule my life. Do you want God to rule your life? God will give you plenty of free rein in many ways. But if you want to decrease sin in your life, turn to him. We've gone through difficulties, brothers and sisters, and God is helping us to get out of them, but we're still not clear. Please, brothers and sisters, whatever's going on in your life, trust him above all. God bless you. For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.